I'm here at the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center with Rick Edwards. And sir, what's so special about alpine tsunamis?
In a way, they're not special, but they are special in the sense that they're so poorly known. Everybody knows about marine tsunamis because of some of the disasters we've had, you know, in the last 10 years or so. Most people, myself included, were never aware that there's such a thing as an alpine lake tsunami. And if we thought about it, I guess we figure, yeah, something like that could happen. But I didn't talk to anybody who had ever heard of one before.
And then the one that happened at Cowie Creek, it was special and uncommon. Why was that?
It was uncommon because it was created by a rock fall. So an enormous chunk of solid rock fell, not directly in the lake, but close enough to it where most of it ended up in the lake. Most lake tsunamis are created by landslides, either above the surface of the water or below. Secondarily, some by earthquakes and volcanoes.
And then you mentioned that while this probably destroyed the salmon habitat there, that it was probably a good equalizing force for the entire area. Could you tell me why that is?
Sure. Large inputs of sediment and big trees have a negative impact at the site where they happen. But over time, that sediment becomes pools and riffles and spawning gravel, and the large woody debris, the trees, help that happen by moving the water around in directions, causing currents around the wood that scours pools and creates gravel accumulation. So it's a short-term localized negative impact and a long-term, more general positive impact in creating habitat.
And then the lady who runs this asked me to ask you a question, which was, is the difference between a rock slide and a landslide the material that's being slid?
Yes. One of the important differences is rock is solid and it doesn't contain water, whereas soils have poor water in them. Landslides are often caused by extended wet periods that increase the water in the soil, increase the pore pressure in the soil until finally it lets go, and the soil-water mix lets go in a landslide or a debris flow. Because they bring their own water with them, they're lubricated, they're viscous, but they flow. Whereas rock doesn't flow, and when it lets go, there's no water in it. So the energy in a rock slide is purely gravity working on the mass of rock. In a landslide, it will slide and bring other material down with it. And it can go a lot farther, and it can go a lot faster.
And on the subject of going fast, you mentioned that a tsunami can go up to 500 miles per hour. Is that right?
I think that's what I read for an open ocean one in, you know, thousands of feet of water. I believe the disastrous ones we've had would travel 400 or 500 miles an hour. It's the speed of a gravity wave in water is proportional, among other things, to the depth of the water. So the deeper the water, the faster they go.
Okay, and then my last question, if you're sitting on the shore of a lake and you see a piece of the mountain sliding in, what do you do?
Run for the highest ground you can find as soon as you can. Don't stop to take a picture of it.